Chapter 3. Inventions Today. One cold winter day, a fifth grade boy named Ty was given a homework assignment. His teacher asked him to write a paper about whales. Ty thought about Louis Braille. In 1819, when Braille was Ty's age, he could never have written such a paper. Like Louis Braille, Ty was blind, but things were different now. Ty had been using his Brailler machine to take notes in class. He also used a tape recorder to tape what his teacher said. That night, Ty read his Braille textbook and the notes he'd made on his Brailler machine. He listened to his tapes. Then Ty sat down at his computer. Caption: People who are blind use many tools to help them. Feature box: Braille textbooks. A person called a Braille transcriber turns English or other languages into Braille. Here are the steps to become a Braille transcriber. 1. Learn the standard Braille code. 2. Work on simple projects, such as articles. 3. Work on simple textbooks. 4. Then work on more complicated textbooks. Computer programs for the blind helped Ty listen to or print out the same information that sighted people had. He had new software that read to him in a human voice. Ty could talk into his computer instead of typing, and his printer printed in Braille. Ty did some research on the computer. Then he typed his assignment using a Braille font. Then he printed it out. Using his fingers, Ty proofread the paper. He added graphs and photos. Last, Ty printed out a final copy for his teacher in a font that she could read.